As we go to our third and final question before opening it up, much has been said in regard to quality of life and trying to do much more with little and unfunded mandates. And we'll be hearing some other response to that. But if I might just share, everybody's so stiff now, but there was a chicken and a pig taking a walk. And they came across a situation that needed to be addressed. There was a family in need. They were hungry. And they decided, the chicken said, let us help them. The pig said, okay, what can we do? The chicken said, I'll supply the eggs, you supply the bacon. So with that, we know that sometimes giving is not sacrificial in one particular area, but as a city as a whole, we need to, and we're listening very intensely at what you're saying, because the problem is not easy to solve, particularly when there's unfunded mandates. And for those who might not know what that means, when the government state mandates something, but they don't give you money to do it. Amen? Oh, I'm not in church, sorry. Question number three.
Amen. To that too.
Nick, can I get an amen from you, dude?
Amen.
All right. Question number three. As we all know, one city job can dramatically alter an entire family's future. So city jobs are highly coveted. And while the African American community constitutes nearly 30% of the city's population, that diversity is not reflected in the city's workforce. With that in mind, can you tell us how, as mayor, you would direct your commissioners to manage the hiring process if there is going to be, in fact, an attempt to bring some equitable representation?
Thank you, Reverend. That's an excellent question. In regards to jobs in the city of Hudson, one thing that the city of Hudson has to look for are jobs with living wages, wages that people can raise a family on for a lifetime, wages that will provide for home, for food, for clothing. And some of these jobs, if not a lot of them, are civil service based, meaning that a lot of jobs in the city that come up, you have to take a civil service test for. And you have to file to take the test, and then you take the test, and you have to get in the top three to be selected. It's quite the process. It's a lengthy process. It takes months for the test results to come out, but a lot of jobs in the city of Hudson are civil service based. One of the things that, in regards to African Americans and the hiring practices of the city of Hudson and this administration over the last few years, when I look at some of the African Americans that have been hired, I look at DPW, and they have a few African Americans that have been hired. I go to the after school program. Primarily in the after school program, there are several African Americans that have been hired. When I look at the summer youth program, there are a lot of African Americans that have been hired. And our civil service-based jobs, such as the police department, we have an African American chief. We have two African American commissioners. We just hired our first African American female officer, and we have an African-American male officer working for the police department. So I think this administration has attempted to do their due diligence in regards to that. One thing that I would like to see if I'm the mayor is back in 1991, and I'm familiar with this from discussions with other politicians and being a county supervisor, there was a minority task force back in 1991. That minority task force was set up to provide education to let the African-American people know that these jobs were available, and provided education in getting them to take the civil service exams. It was spearheaded by Mayor Scalera and Jerry Simons, but co-chaired by Jerry Simons and I believe you, Reverend Grant. What I would like to see for the citizens of the city of Hudson is us revisit that minority task force to provide the information that this city and its residents, African American community, need in regards to the jobs that come up and the jobs that provide the living wages, so that they can raise a family here like I am and a lot of us are. Thank you.
Well, in response to that question, the first thing I would want to say is that public hiring must be merit-based, and it has to be colorblind. Okay, we have 30% of the population are people of color. They're not represented in city government with that percentage. It's a reality. And with the police force and DPW and so forth. How do we deal with that? Well, first thing we do is that we state the obvious. And do we make it necessarily affirmative based, or is it really going to boil down to? It's not just about jobs in the public sector here too. If we want people to be engaged in the community and to have living wages, we also need to be able to encourage on the other side private industry, private businesses. In order to remedy these inequities, we can't just put it only within city government, either it be the police force, DPW, any of the other agencies. I'd like to start a conversation about people that want to work. Let's be a liaison. Let us provide internships. Let's start with the skill set to make people want to start jobs. I've spoken to a number of members within the African American community who, for whatever reason, believe that the job base is not necessarily skewed appropriately. Well, then let's talk about starting businesses. How do we go about that? How do we get SBA loans? How do we empower people? That's the concern right here. We need to work with our schools, our community college. We need to create training programs. We need to make everybody in this city able to take the tests regardless. This isn't even a race, about race at this point. All of us here need to be on the same level, meaning that we all have the ability to take these exams. And we all have to have the open door policy to make the application. Again, it boils down to merit and it's colorblind. We need to address it. We need to frame this conversation. We need to be reflective of it when people apply for these jobs that are available. To do otherwise would be doing a disservice. But it all boils down to merit and colorblind, regardless. So that's how I would go about it. We need to ask the question. We need to put it in perspective, and we need to address it fundamentally and have the conversation about it.